Hachette Audio presents An Object of Beauty, written by Steve Martin, read by Campbell Scott.
Part 1. Chapter 1. I am tired, so very tired of thinking about Lacey Yeager. Yet I worry that unless I write her story down and see it bound and tidy on my bookshelf, I will be unable to ever write about anything else. My last name is Franks. Once in college, Lacey grabbed my wallet and read my driver's license aloud, discovering that my forenames are Daniel Chester French, after the sculptor who created the Abraham Lincoln Memorial. I am from Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where Daniel Chester French lived and worked, and my parents, being parochial Americans, didn't realize that the name Daniel Chester French Franks read funny. Lacey told me she was related to the arts by blood, too, but declined to tell me the full story, saying, "Too long. Later I'll tell you, French fries." We were 20. I left Stockbridge, a town set under the glow of its even more famous citizen, the painter of Glad America, Norman Rockwell. It is a town that is comfortable with art, although uncomplicated art, not the kind that is taught in educational institutions after high school. My goal, once I discovered that my artistic aspirations were not accompanied by artistic talent, was to learn to write about art with effortless clarity. This is not as easy as it sounds. Whenever I attempted it, I found myself...